You're listening to the Gym Class Podcast, KGYM Sports Radio.
Welcome to the Gym Class for a snowy Thursday here on KGYM. Great to have you aboard as we take you through the 3 o'clock hour here today. Scott Unash with you in studio. Isaac on the other side of the glass. Mark Dukes will join me coming up from his home on the southwest side in just a moment. We are jam-packed today. A lot of basketball to discuss. Rob Brooks will join us, the play-by-play voice of the Iowa women's basketball team. We will talk about the top 10 rated Hawkeyes coming off a win over the Wisconsin Badgers and look ahead to what's left as far as the season, the regular season is concerned, and what Iowa has to do to get that number one seed as far as the Big Ten is concerned. And we will talk about that coming up with Rob here in just a little bit. Kevin Lehman, the coach, will join us. Our Off the Glass segment each Thursday. We'll talk men's college basketball. We'll take a look at Iowa, Ohio State tonight, as well as Iowa State and TCU. Look back on that. Kevin had the call on that game last night. Also, Drake with the win last night as well in the Missouri Valley Conference as they continue to pile up victories. So, and a Bowling Night America wrap-up for you on the program today as well. 319-366-1600. That is the text line. Love to hear from you today. A lot of folks, I would imagine, at home today and listening in to the program. Thank you very much for doing so. You can always also pick up the phone and give us a call at 319-366-1600 as we come your way on 1600 AM, 102.3 FM in Cedar Rapids and Iowa City. It's 106.3 FM, KGYM radio stream, mobile app, and smart speaker as well. As Mark doing what I think is probably the best thing for a lot of people to do today, and that is work at home, stay at home, et cetera, et cetera, as he joins me here on a snowy Thursday. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Scott. Good afternoon, everyone. And, yeah, I'm very comfortable here. Got the Tiger Channel on and watching some big flakes come down on the southwest side of Cedar Rapids. Many games postponed tonight, if not all, including your game on CRM Live Sports. But the beat goes on at Wells Fargo Arena.
Yeah, with a lot less people. With a lot less people, but that is understood. Still people down there. Was not nearly as bad in western Iowa, northwestern Iowa, even north central, northeast Iowa. Not as bad as we've gotten it here. Big fluffy snow today. That's the best news, I guess, because as far as clearing the snow, it's a lot easier than it was for that very wet, which turned to icy block snow from, what, last week or 10 days ago or something like that anyway. But, you know, take your time. If you are headed out, you can make it to your destination. The plows have done a really nice job keeping up with things, especially on the main thoroughfares. Now, if you go off the main thoroughfares, yeah, that's gets a little hairy. Give yourself a lot of extra time, extra room, and please don't turn in front of anyone, your neighbor, because you're probably going to slide a little, and you don't want to do that in front of somebody and cause problems, if you will. Just use your head out there, and if you don't have to go anywhere, don't. Pretty simple advice out there. This is certainly one that they forecast to come in, and I think they're going to get it maybe even on the high end of things here, as they were forecasting, what, 3 to 7 inches, Mark, and I think we're probably 5-ish, maybe even 6 right now. Iowa City, I know, they're talking 8 inches down in Iowa City.
Yeah, it's significant. There's no question about it, and you put good advice out there. There will be people going to Iowa City tonight for the Iowa-Ohio State men's game. Maybe not as many as usual, but We'll talk about that game coming up with Kevin.
Yeah, we will. We'll do that coming up in just a little bit. We are presented by DuPaco Community Credit Union. Whether it's snowing or sunny, whatever the case may be, big thanks to DuPaco. Learn how you can boost your financial well-being at DuPaco.com. Their website, of course, DuPaco.com. Mark mentioned Tiger. Yes, Tiger is on the course, and yeah, it's Tiger Vision today. There's nobody else playing, folks.
In between shots, they might show someone else, but we'll give you an update on how Tiger's doing, of course, on the Emo's Hideaway scoreboard. But, yeah, play underway at the Genesis at Riviera.
Great course. Great course and a great field. And, yeah, best, I think, top 24 right now are involved in this tournament, the Genesis Invitational. Tonight, Iowa and Ohio State. By the way, before we get to that, you mentioned a lot of postponements. Boys district basketball, many postponements for 1A and 2A tonight. My best advice is to go to the Iowa High School Athletic Association's website. Check that out. And they've got everything that is postponed listed at the website. You can just click right on it as you're checking things out as far as wrestling is concerned. We'll let you know what's happening as far as wrestling with the team standings here on the scoreboard as well, coming up in just a little bit here on the program. We're going to talk to Rob Brooks coming up here in about 5 or 6 minutes or so and get his thoughts on Iowa women's basketball as the Hawkeyes continue to do big things in the Big Ten. They get a victory. Iowa State men get a victory from last night as well, 70-59. Jazz Koontz with a big night for Iowa State. And TCU, they did get Lampkin back, but very sparingly off the bench. Miles did not play last night. TCU really misses him, the top wing guard there for Coach Dixon. But a win that Iowa State really, really needed in a bounce-back situation, Mark.
Yeah, kept Iowa State a game behind the tri-leaders, excuse me, in the Big 12. And it was a significant game, I think. TCU kind of had ups and downs, but still ranked and, you know, a dangerous team. But we'll talk about that with Kevin. As you mentioned, he was on the call. Did another great job, and Drake held serve, holding off UNI.
There you go. Yeah, Drake did well last night, and UNI has just kind of hit a wall, I think, after everything that has gone on so far this year. 82-74 as the Bulldogs get the victory to go to 22-6. That's not bad. 22-6. There are a couple games in that non-conference, especially in that early season tournament, that they had a shot at. Just one of those to go to 23-5 and be in the high 50s, around 60 in the net. And I think Drake would be looking really, really good. Still looking really good, though, right now.
Yeah, I think so. Tied with Bradley for the league lead, and that's the last game of the year. I think we're down to 3 games left in the Valley.
Yeah. Not many. It goes quickly. It does go quickly. 96-63, thanks for checking in with us, letting us know that he's headed home to Edgewood, about an inch of snow up in the Edgewood area. Be careful out there. And 2271, who drives a snowplow, thanking everyone for staying home tonight and throughout.
Thank you for your work.
Yeah, bet. You and all of the great folks that are driving snowplows for the counties around eastern Iowa, as well as municipalities. Thank you very much for that. Now, Iowa, Ohio State are going to play tonight at Carver Hawkeye Arena, and it is an 8 o'clock start this evening, and that game will be on ESPN2 coming up tonight. It's not a must-win for Iowa because, obviously, Iowa's in a pretty good situation right now as far as the Big Ten is concerned. But, boy, this is one you do not want to lose to a team that is reeling right now like Chris Holtmann and Ohio State is.
Seems like every game's a must game, but this is very important because, excuse me, Iowa lost by 16 at Columbus and looked, frankly, not very good. And Connor McCaffrey, I noticed, said that it was not a very good game from a lot of standpoints for the Hawkeyes in Columbus. We'll get the keys to the game from Kevin Lima, but I think it starts with limiting Bryce Sensabaugh.
Yeah, he's been the one big gun right now for Ohio State. Probably will be freshman of the year in the Big Ten. Would I be okay in saying that, Mark?
I think you're safe.
Yeah, I think I'm safe with that. And you know what? If you're headed to Iowa City tonight, just be careful and, there and on the way back. And hopefully by the time the game is completed at 10 o'clock or so, the roads are going to be even better than the main thoroughfares are right now. So keep that in mind. It is not going to be a full house tonight. In fact, I believe I read that the University of Iowa, is letting the students in for free tonight. They're giving them some incentives as far as some sponsor products are concerned. So hopefully the students will turn out tonight, because chances are there's not going to be a whole lot of the general public that are going to be down at Carver tonight.
Will there be more than 10,000 people at Carver tonight? Yes or no? That's our poll question at KGYMradio.com. Brought to you by Hawkeye Title and Settlement. Steve Anderson and his team setting up shop at Highway 1 West in Iowa City. There are no odds on this, Scott. What's up? Can we talk about it without odds?
Well, odds are I don't think they're going to be 10,000 there tonight. Yeah, it's, you know what? It is what it is. And I think Connor McCaffrey put out earlier today, we have, 14, 15, 16 dates. You might as well put down that there's going to be a snowstorm on at least three of them. And Connor is right for tonight. And, hey, if they get 5,000 people there and students and it is loud and raucous, that might be equal to, 10,000, 10,500 people on a normal night. Who knows?
I don't know. Basketball is played in the winter. This is what you face.
Yeah. Game is going to go on tonight, and it is an 8 o'clock start. We're going to take a break, come back, and we are going to talk to Rob Brooks and talk some women's basketball. Iowa coming off of the Wisconsin game, and big news out of Iowa City today. We'll talk about that with Rob as well on the Gym Class here at KGYM. Back with more after this.
Eastern Iowa weather on the Gym.
I'm meteorologist Rebecca Kopelman with your weather first forecast. And winter storm warnings continue as snow persists this afternoon. We will start to lighten up as we head into this evening, but still could have some snow falling and some breezy conditions leading to blowing and drifting snow, especially in open and rural areas. As we head through the night tonight, the snow will wind down. Colder air will move in. Temperatures drop down into the single digits with wind chills below zero tomorrow morning. That's your latest Iowa's News Now weather first forecast.
It's your last chance to get a free rug when you update your furniture at Menards. That's right. Buy any in-stock upholstered living room furniture at $299 or more and get a free 5x7 area rug. That's $149.99 in savings. The sale ends February 18th. If you need a new chair, sectional recliner, or love seat, you better buy one today to get a free rug. Hurry to Menards while supplies last.
Save big money at Menards.
Sweetness is in the air. Sweethearts, sweet treats, and now Imon is offering the sweetest deal of the year on their fastest reliable fiber internet service. Sign up with Imon and get free internet service for 2 full months. That's right, Iowa's most reliable internet, one all-in monthly price, 2 full months free. All backed by the sweetest local customer support available. The best deal of the year is only available until February 26th. So give Imon a try today and enjoy 2 full months of internet free. Visit go.imon.net/radio to make the switch to Imon. New residential customers only. Other restrictions apply.
318 back with you. It is the Gym Class for a Thursday on KGYM. John Bonenkamp's going to join us coming up tomorrow. We'll talk Iowa men's and women's basketball. Some more coming up on the program. A little Big Ten basketball, Mo Valley basketball, etc. We'll do that with John coming up on a Friday edition of the Gym Class. Last night, the Iowa women with a very, very good win over the Wisconsin Badgers. Yet another one over the Badgers, 91 to 61. And man, the call of the game on the radio, Rob Brooks joining us here on a snowy Thursday edition of the program. And beat goes on, Rob. Good afternoon. And another big win for Lisa Bluter, Jan, and the rest of the Hawkeyes.
Yeah, Scott, Mark, how are you? And you're right, it is a little snowy out here today. That's okay.
Hey, we aren't playing golf today, Rob.
No golf, and I'm glad our game was last night and not tonight. So that'll help things out as well. But, yeah, you're right. They were going to beat Rutgers, going to beat Wisconsin. But I think if you talk to Coach Bluter, it's how does that happen? One, you want to get the starters some rest, but you want everybody to play well. You just want to continue the momentum. And it's been a good couple of months. Just the one hiccup at Indiana, going back to January the 1st, the Illinois loss. And, you know, it's about these three games, right, in front of the Hawkeyes. And as Coach Bluter said last night, everything's in front of us. Destiny's pretty much in our hands, how we're going to handle things here down the stretch.
Yeah, she is correct, Rob. I mean, these three games, if Iowa wants to share or win a title outright, I mean, it's at Nebraska Saturday. That got a little close for comfort in Iowa City. And then at Maryland and home against Indiana. So tough stretch, but doable, I think.
Yeah, it is doable. It played well over at Lincoln Mark. And Nebraska, that's just a strange team to me. I lost to Minnesota last night. I mean, Wisconsin beat Minnesota in overtime over the weekend. And you watch them play. And you look at their personnel and you say, how is this team hovering around the 500 mark overall and under 500 in the conference? I just think it's a scary game because it's they're packed the pinnacle game on Saturday. It's their pink game. So, you know, they're trying to get some momentum going down the stretch too and jockey for Big Ten tournament seeding. So it's a scary game. I think Iowa's better. I think they'll win. Caitlin Clark has had, great games everywhere, but she's been really spectacular over in Lincoln. So that'll set up the game at Maryland, who's playing really, really well. That's the game that scares me the most. I think they'll beat Indiana and Iowa City, but Maryland I think is going to be really difficult.
Well, that and the fact that Maryland, obviously, with the loss here in Iowa City, didn't sit well with the Terps. And I know it doesn't sit well with Coach Freeze. So I would agree with you on that. But like Lisa said last night, you get those two and you're in good position to get a number one seed in the Big Ten tournament.
You are. And, you know, one or two, I guess, in that category doesn't really matter. But then I think you even look forward and make sure that you're hosting, barring disaster, it will happen, and the first and second rounds, and to be able to just get as best seed as you can, because I think if you really look forward, which we can do, they certainly won't, but you want to stay out of South Carolina's bracket. I think they're just right now head and shoulders above everybody else, and I think you don't want to have to face them in a potential Elite Eight. You hope you're on the other side of the bracket. Interesting thing, if you don't follow it really closely, the Sweet 16 is a little bit different with women's basketball this year. They're going to do it in two sites. One is going to be in South Carolina, in Greenville, and the other one's going to be in Seattle. So there'll be a lot of teams and a lot of games at those two sites.
Rob, simple question for you. What is it like to call a game with Caitlin Clark on the floor?
You know, Mark, it's great. It's just the way she is on the court is kind of the way she is off the court. Just a really high motor. Just seems like she's always on, always thinking basketball. Kind of attacks her schoolwork the same way she does things on the basketball court. Just really, really competitive. Loves to win. And I think she just kind of sets the tone for the rest of the team. But I think the best thing is that you just don't know what's going to happen. And I go back to, obviously, she's had great games her entire career, but I go back to that with Michigan game last year where she had, 25 points in the fourth quarter alone. Iowa was depleted, had injuries, I think only dressed eight players, got beat in that game at Michigan, but were just about ready to get run out of the gym. And then she just goes off in the fourth quarter. I mean, hit two or three almost half-court shots, got to the free throw line, got to the rim, pulled Iowa to within five, with under five to go. And if would have somehow pulled that game out, I mean, that would have been one for the ages. But I think that's the thing that is the most fun about being around her, is you just don't know exactly what's going to happen at any point in time on the court.
You don't. You don't. And just to piggyback on that a little bit, you've seen everything as far as what Caitlin Clark has done on the basketball court, whether it's, 35-foot three-pointers, long baseball passes up court to Monica Sinano, usually running into the basket and making a layup. I mean, there's not a whole lot more can be done, but I think Caitlin's probably in the back of her mind thinking, what else can I do and what else can I do to help this team?
I can guarantee you, Scott, that's absolutely on the forefront of her mind. And, there's no limits. And she's got the green light, obviously, has the confidence. And, the interesting thing is, when you guys have seen it up close and personal, you talk about football games. Well, you don't see the emotion, how physical it is, unless you're really up close. TV just doesn't do it justice. But I'll say the same thing about Caitlin Clark. You watch her on TV, it does not do it justice watching her up close. How quick she is, how well she handles the basketball, those passes. I mean, just there isn't sometimes 4 or 5 inches that she's throwing that ball. And it's almost like quarterback to receiver, where she's throwing it to a spot, and a Hannah Stalky or a Monica Sinano or a McKenna Warnock, they go get it to a certain area. And that takes timing, and that takes practice. And Coach Bluters told me that you haven't seen the best, because what we see in practice is sometimes even more phenomenal than what you see during a game.
Well, as you know, Rob, the supporting cast is extremely important as well, with people like Warnock, now healthy, apparently, and Martin and others. But I wanted to ask you about the really quick development of Hannah Stalky and her contributions to the team.
Yeah, obviously, Scott's seen her a ton. I saw her in high school. I first saw her play in eighth grade at McKinley Middle School. And, as Coach Bluter says, that was a no-brainer. I mean, we saw her in camp early and said, hey, this is a big-time player, and offered really early, and she accepted early. But I am a little bit surprised, Mark, because, she struggled at the free throw line at Indiana. Coach Bluter said, hey, she was playing at Cedar Rapids Washington High School at this time last year, which you now kind of forget because she's been such a heavy contributor. As athletic as they've had in that position, and maybe as athletic in that four spot as anybody that I've seen in the conference, and it's just going to get better and better. But they saw last summer that she's going to play a lot. She's really making strides, and you've seen that now to where she's backing up the four and the five. And in that system, they're not the same. They're completely different positions. So they put a lot on her this early in her career, and she's obviously responded.
Yeah. Rob Brooks joining us, the voice of Iowa women's basketball here on the Gym Class, a Thursday edition here on KGYM. Iowa, again, got every person on the roster into the game last night. That's two consecutive times they have done that, and that says a lot about the wins, first of all. But secondly, anytime you can get your starters, your frontliners, your rotation people a chance to get some extra minutes of rest at this time of the year, you're stealing right there. And it helps to develop some of these players that are going to be in there next year.
Scott, you're exactly right. And that's what Coach Bluter, I think really one of her main goals in these two games was, hey, we need to rest the starters for the home stretch. They've logged a lot of minutes in tough games in January and February. And Sunday's exactly what Iowa needed, especially coming off the Indiana game. I don't think any starter played more than 21 minutes. And that's hard to do this time of year when you're in conference play, and it was pretty much about the same last night. And that's going to be it, though. Now we're going to get back to normal. But that was the key thing, because they're actually taking today off. You have to have that mandatory day off, and this is really the only time that Coach Bluter could do it. So it's going to be a one-day prep before going to Lincoln tomorrow night. So it's all hands on deck now. But I think you see a little bit of the future. I think fans like to see that, the Taylor McCabes and the Sydney Folters playing more minutes, because they're going to be a big piece of the pie here in the future.
Rob Brooks also moonlights as an Iowa sideline reporter during football. Maybe get that quite right, Rob.
Yeah, he's not moonlighting, man.
What do you make of what Iowa did in the offseason in terms of personnel?
Well, I think they've addressed a lot of the needs, right? I mean, quarterback, you needed to do something there. They did that. Offensive line, I felt, really needed to bring some guys in. Haven't seen them yet, but it sounds good and creates competition. And then obviously had to shore up the linebacker spot. I thought it was going to have to be more, but you got some of those defensive linemen to come back. And that's huge. I mean, that's almost your best recruit going forward, is if you can get those guys to come back for a fifth or sixth year. Wide receiver, obviously still a question mark. And we know the bodies, and can anybody really can come in and contribute, or is it going to be guys on campus like a Deontay Vines that take strides? Brody Brecht, who knows what's going to happen there. Obviously, he's going to throw this weekend for the Iowa baseball team, and that's just a tough thing to do at this level nowadays, is to play two sports. And he's got the talent, but how much time is he able to put in, you know, since he's such an outstanding baseball prospect? And, you know, I think Cade McNamara, it's going to be huge, the work with the wide receivers here in the spring and the summer, but that position certainly has to take a huge step forward. But yeah, I like what they've done. Haven't done a huge amount of transfer portal stuff, but I think enough. I think the defense is going to be elite, and then obviously we all know that offense has got to get better.
True. Very true. And it was an interesting year last year. I think it's going to be just as interesting a year this year, for good and bad, I guess, as far as Hawkeye football is concerned. Hey, one last one about Williams women's basketball before we let you go here, Rob. And looking ahead to the Big Ten tournament, looking ahead to the postseason for this Iowa women's basketball team, one thing that you, Lisa Bluter, Jan Jensen, everybody would like to see maybe improve a little bit before the tournament. I'll tell you mine. I think they need to maybe have one more person step up and be a consistent outside shooter from three, whether it's Gabby Marshall or Kate Martin or whomever. What do you think?
I agree. Yeah, I think the defense has gotten much better. And I think that was a big thing last year, and I think has improved substantially this year. And you're right. Who's kind of that third piece of the pie? I thought McKenna Warnock was really shooting the three well before her injury, and we've seen signs that she's getting back to that form. Kate Martin, I think, is very capable. I think if you go back and look what she's done in big games, it's been terrific. What she had, six threes, I think, against UConn, and had a big game against Michigan as well. And Gabby Marshall, yeah, I think that's kind of been a little bit of a mystery to me. The fact that I think she's a really good shooter and just has not knocked down the three ball like she would like to. But we've seen some signs where she hit two on Sunday, hit one last night. Great defender, always has to guard the other team's best guard, and a big piece. But you're right. Yeah, you want, that's what this team is built on, right? Three-point shots. So you need somebody to do it, because when they can make 10 to 12 threes a game, it's going to be really, really difficult to beat. Need to do that against the competition that they're going to see down the road.
All right. Sounds good. Hey, we'll be on the course soon, and we've got your cohort Lehman coming up next. So anything?
I saw that, yeah.
Anything you want us to pass along to him?
I see him a lot.
There you go.
Ask him how he got back from Ames today.
That was going to be the first thing I was going to ask, but I'll say, hey, Rob wants to know as well.
Absolutely.
All right. Hey, safe travels to Lincoln. We'll talk soon.
Okay, guys. Appreciate it. Thanks.
Rob Brooks, voice of Iowa women's basketball, here on the Gym Class on KGYM at 3:33 here on a Thursday. Does a tremendous job with Jamie Cavey on the broadcasts there. Let's slip in an Emil's Hideaway scoreboard update here before we get a hold of Kevin. And it's brought to you by Emil's Hideaway and First Avenue Southeast in Cedar Rapids. They're right across from the Lindale Mall and next to the Home Depot?
We'll start with golf because you need to know what Tiger's doing, right?
Sure.
He is through five holes at Riviera in the Genesis Invitational, his tournament, really. He's even par, one birdie, one bogey on the card, and just coming along, hobbling a little bit, but not doing too bad. Right now, again, even par through five holes. The leader is Max Homa, who's finished with a 7-under par, 64. After the show, Alex Bowman and Kyle Larson qualified for the front row at for Sunday's Daytona 500 race with the top two qualifying times. The twins are tonight. I think that's what they call them, Scott.
Yeah, they have a special name for them, but they're the twin qualifying races, which 36 of the 40 spots are already taken. They are racing basically six guys for four spots in those two races.
Congratulations go out to Phil Hattie, the Cedar Rapids native, who has been named to the College Sports Communicators Hall of Fame. That used to be COSIDA, Sports Information Directors Hall of Fame. But Phil was the Sports Information Director at Iowa from 1993 to 2012. Previous to that, he was George Wine's right-hand man in the SID department. Congratulations to Phil. And finally, we may get to this at the end, but Tim McCarver, the former Cardinal, Philly, a great broadcaster in some people's minds, has died at the age of 81.
Yeah, that one really was a little bit of a shocker today. Did not know if he was in poor health, but you know what? Like him or dislike him, Tim Carver, he was the voice of a generation as far as Major League Baseball is concerned. And, I mean, I'm lukewarm as far as his broadcasting of Major League Baseball, but really good guy as far as the game, and the game will miss him there. Real quick, before we get to a break, state wrestling going on despite the snow, and the team standings right now in Class 1A, Don Bosco has taken the lead in 1A, 87 points. Nashua Plainfield second with 74. Wilton third. Albert Ann and Lisbon are fourth and fifth right now. And in 2A, they are ongoing. Osage, your leader, at 50.5 points. West Delaware has moved up to second. Hawks have 43.5. Sergeant Bluff Luton in third. Mount Vernon has moved up to fourth with 39 points. Williamsburg right now in eighth, and Union is in 10th. And last night, after the first round in 3A, Waverly Shellrock with a 1.5-point lead over Southeast Polk. Bettendorf is third. Linmar right now is sixth. Prairie 10th. City High 12th as they go into tonight's second round semifinals coming up tomorrow in Des Moines, where things continue despite the snow outside. We'll take a break, a short one, come back, and the coach, Kevin Lehman, will join us when we return after this on the Gym Class KGYM.
Tune into the gym every weekday at 5 o'clock with Todd Brommelkamp for Drive Time, driven by Linder Tire.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Your engine with Syntec full synthetic motor oil at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Syntec is designed for today's engines to dissipate heat and reduce friction and wear. Get 5 quarts of Syntec full synthetic and a MicroGuard Select oil filter for just $33.99, plus 2 times O Rewards points. Choose Syntec, available exclusively at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Wendy's 2 for $6 lets you mix and match some of our best items, like Dave's Single with a 10-piece crispy nugs, medium strawberry lemonade with a spicy chicken sandwich, spicy chicken with a Dave's Single, Dave's Single with a strawberry lemonade, strawberry lemonade, strawberry lemonade, if you're into that. Chicken Sam, crispy nugs, strawberry lemonade, Dave's, nugs, nugs, Sam, Sam. Whew. Pick what you want at a price you want. Choose wisely. Choose Wendy's 2 for $6.
For a limited time, price participation may vary at U.S. Wendy's. On the card only, single item at regular price.
Back with you in the gym class, KGYM. Thanks for joining us. Do appreciate it. As we take you through the 3 o'clock hour, Todd Brommelkamp Show coming your way from 4 o'clock until 6 o'clock this evening. Again, winter storm warning going on throughout eastern Iowa, at least in our little neck of the woods, basically from Dubuque through Cedar Rapids, etc. And just take it easy out there. Give yourself a little extra time if you're heading to Iowa City, especially for the game tonight between Iowa and Ohio State. And, speaking of college basketball, on Thursdays, we bring in the coach, Kevin Lehman, in our Off the Glass segment as we talk college hoops. And I'm sure you heard your cohort, Rob Brooks, was on right before you here, Kevin. And, you know, he was going to ask you the question I was going to ask you. You made it obviously okay from Ames last night, but was it hairy at all?
Well, I was going to come in the morning, but decided to make that trip last night. So I came down 30, and I didn't hit any snow until I started going south on 965 by the Cedar Rapids Airport. But I had to get back this morning because I had a radiation appointment this morning, and so I had to fight through the snow. That was a little hairy trying to get from my house in here to the U of I hospital clinics.
Yeah. Well, and it's going to be a little hairy for people to get to Carver Hawk Arena tonight. But before we talk about that, let's go back to last night's game in Ames. Much-needed win for Iowa State. Jazz Kuntz with a big performance with 22 points for Iowa State. And a game that really both those teams needed, but I guess Iowa State more because they were at home, right?
Yeah, and I tell you that we kind of look up this stat. Everybody in the Big 12 has lost three games, except for Iowa State. Let me put this three games in a row, except for Iowa State and Texas. Even Kansas has lost three games in a row. So that was huge for Iowa State to protect home court. It keeps them there near the top of that Big 12 standings. And they got a big game coming up. Baylor is going to go to Kansas this weekend. Those three are tied at 9-4 along with Texas, Kansas, and Baylor. So Iowa State's sitting – they're sitting there in fourth all alone right now because of that win last night.
Tonight in Iowa City, Kevin, it's Ohio State, which really put a knot on the Hawkeyes' head in Columbus. Scored almost at will in the paint in that game. You got a guy like Bryce Sensabaugh, probably freshman of the year in the Big Ten. What are the keys tonight for you?
I remember watching that game, Mark, and they drove it on the Hawkeye defense at will. Since the ball was knocking in threes, the other guys were getting in the paint. If you look at that, Ohio State had 50 points in the paint against the Hawkeyes. It was just a bad matchup for them then. So you have to own your own matchup is one of the things that we talk about. Do not give up the dribble drive. Well, you're probably going to see some zone or a combination knowing Fran of both zone and man-to-man tonight. But they got to keep this Ohio State team off the dribble drive because that's what hurt them in that last game. I know Ohio State has struggled tremendously here since that win. In fact, that's the only win in quite – they've got 11 of 12 they've lost, and that one win was against the Hawkeyes. But I think they'll definitely have Iowa's attention tonight, and I'd like for Iowa to come out and play a game – a really good game tonight.
To try to go to 9-6. Reports out of Columbus, I don't know. I mean, this is a sign of the times, if you will, but there are people that are kind of putting Chris Holtman on the hot seat a little bit. Should that be the case in Columbus?
Well, Columbus is a different animal. But Rob Brooks and I were talking about this on Black and Gold Breakdown the other day, that the so-called basketball schools in the Big Ten just aren't performing. Ohio State, Michigan State, Michigan, they've fallen off. So it's a discussion we had in our Black and Gold Breakdown that where are those blue blood teams from the Big Ten? We don't know if it's the transfer portal that's changed that or what's going on. And I got an interesting story from our Ohio State TCU game yesterday. Mike Miles, this is a sign of the times, and I think you'll really like this one, Mark. We're not sure if he's going to play in that game yesterday or not. This is the preseason Big 12 player of the year. So we're out there at the 12:30 shoot-around. We asked the sports information director, Steven, is he going to play? And he goes, shrugs his shoulders, says, I don't know. We asked Jamie Dixon, the head coach, is he going to play tonight? Because he had practiced that week. They didn't know. Mike Miles walks over and says hi to us, and my play-by-play partner looks at him and says, are you going? We're going to see you tonight? And he goes, no. That's the first the SID and the head coach knew that he was not going to play that night. As you like to say, Mark, I say, what say you on that one, Mark?
It's an interesting dynamic, isn't it, Kevin?
It is, because I think the athletic trainer is the last guy that makes a decision if he's playing or not. They've all have entourages now, and the SID, the head coach, and the head trainer are not involved.
Crazy.
Hey, Kevin, the story in the Big Ten this year, without a doubt, is Northwestern. Coach Collins and that group won again last night. Iowa has to go there in its next game after tonight's game. Is it because of its backcourt? Because they're not great inside, but that backcourt is terrific, isn't it?
Oh, it is with Boo Booey. And Chase Audigian, Booey's a guy who stuck it out. I'm sure he could have jumped the transfer portal. But here's what I just found out has changed for him. Chris Lowry, remember he was the head coach at Southern Illinois and made those great runs in 04, 05, 06, 07, I think Sweet 16. He is at Kansas State with Bruce Weber. Chris Collins hired Chris Lowry as his defensive coach. That's what's changed for the Wildcats. It's been at the defensive end. And if you remember those teams that Southern Illinois had, they called it Forburn U. They were tough to score on. I think that's probably the biggest change we've seen in the Wildcats, what they've done defensively.
It is. It is. Ty Berry also in there doing a good job. I think Northwestern has the best backcourt in the Big Ten.
These two have been around for quite some time, Audige and Boo Booey, so that's a rarity. I was able to keep their guys around. They've got some experience too, but that's what helps Northwestern. And we've always said this.
Yeah.
It comes down to guard play, especially this time of year. You got to have good guard play. You can't turn the ball over the backcourt. And you got to have, as again, break pressure and put pressure on the other team defensively. And that's what Northwestern has. So great surprise story in the Big Ten this year, that Chris Collins, because obviously he was the guy who was getting a little bit of heat last year, the last 2 years. And now the heat's turned up in Columbus, Ohio.
Drake with a win last night over UNI by 8. Drake now in the lead in the Valley, three teams, one back. That season ender against Bradley looms large. How do you assess the Valley right now?
Well, you got three teams in the hunt there. I'd go to Southern this weekend where they're going to host Bradley, who's tied with Drake in first place. Drake's got to take care of Belmont at home. That's always a dangerous game, Mark, because Belmont can really shoot it. They're going to play fast, but Drake's been playing fast also. I think it's going to come down to a week from Sunday. Clay Matvick and I have the call. It's going to be Drake at Bradley to see who's going to win that outright regular season title. But there's going to be some things happening before that. Southern's still in the hunt a little bit. Even Indiana State, they have the easiest schedule left. They have home games against Missouri State, Illinois State. They have to go to Belmont. I don't think they can beat them there. So here's what's more interesting. There's five teams trying to get that bid or that buy on Thursday night, which only is going to be four teams this year because the Valley went to that 12-team. There's 12 teams in the league now. So there's a real jockeying for positions who's going to get that first round bye, just like we've seen in the Big Ten. And the Hawks trying to get into that area also.
Yeah, Drake's got two left at home before they head off to Peoria to take on Bradley and what could be for the top seed as far as the Missouri Valley is concerned. And up in Cedar Falls, is it just a case? I think it's just a case that, the tank has gone empty for UNI. I think Ben Jacobson has squeezed everything he could out of this group, and man alive, there's just no more left to be squeezed, I think, right now.
They did a great job in the first half. As I said before, they've won every game they should have in league play except dropping one at Missouri State, but these freshmen are logging a lot of minutes. We're here, you know, late February. This is when their state tournament will have been starting or getting into sectional or district play. If you're a high school kid, now you're looking at, geez, we still got, what, 5 games left in a postseason tournament. So I think it's wearing on them. And you're right, Scott, just a young team. And it's not going to get any easier for the Panthers because if you look at their schedule, they're at Missouri State, they're at Southern, and then they have Belmont at home before they go to St. Louis. So they have dropped, what, 6 in a row now, and they got 3 tough ones coming up. But we know Ben Jacobson always gets those guys ready. They battled last night, just couldn't get over the hump against a Drake team that seems – Drake team, they're playing at a really high level right now, the Bulldogs are. So that was a tough one for you and I last night.
Number one Alabama fell last night to Tennessee. Tennessee, a very good team. But each year the bracket is so hard to fill out. And I guess maybe this year it gets even tougher because you probably have to pay attention to the next couple weeks, who's hot and who's not. Right, Kevin?
I really think it's who's going to be playing well when you come out of your conference tournaments. And I read that little nugget that this is the 8th number one ranked team that was beaten in the, which is the most since like the mid 90s. So another one goes down, you know, and Purdue at their loss. So who's going to be the number one team here? Houston may move up that spot when the polls come out Monday. But, you know, I don't know how important these polls are anymore, guys, because we keep looking at the net. We look at Lenardi, who's going to get the number one seed. That's kind of the new thing, and I don't know if the polls – remember how excited you used to get if your team was number one? I don't think it's such a big thing anymore. I think it might be the kiss of death if you do get number one in the AP poll because they're getting knocked off left and right.
Kevin, last one for me. Why can't Iowa State beat Oklahoma State? Is it just one of those – the way they match up? I think that's more than anything, but – man, the Cowboys got Iowa State's number.
I think it's two teams that kind of have the same identity, that we're going to play really hard-nosed, tough defense and give up nothing easy. And it's just, yeah, one of those matchups where, because I felt pretty good watching the practices yesterday that Iowa State was going to be able to handle TCU just because this is going to be who is grittier and tougher. And TCU wants to play fast and what we call pretty basketball. They lead the country in fast break points. Well, that's 20 a game. They got 11 last night, and I would say just took them out of that. I think when they play Oklahoma State, it's two teams. It's like playing in a mirror. So who's going to be a little bit tougher? And T.J. Osberg had some really – he's so candid. He goes, you know, we're not going to have anybody that's going to make all Big 12 team. Lipsy's going to be all freshman. But we don't have that much talent. We're maximizing our talent. So if you look at our team, that's why we have to play so connected as a group. And he's pretty candid about his team, but, you know, they got a great recruiting class coming at Iowa State. But to answer your question, I just think it's like playing in a mirror. It's who's tougher on that day, and Oklahoma State's been able to do it.
Is Purdue in danger at Maryland tonight?
Well, I think you're Purdue. I think you're in danger anytime you go on the road. I don't care what league it is. Because, you know, look at TCU went into Kansas and beat by 23 in Allen Fieldhouse. When does that ever happen? Yeah, so I think you better bring your A game wherever you go, especially this time of year, guys, because now it's like it's that marathon. You're on that last hill. And I heard a guy the other day describe it as when you're running those 100-yard sprints, this is the second to the last one. This is the hardest one. Once you get over this hump, your conference tournament's looking at you, things get a lot easier for the teams to focus on what's ahead. This is the danger period right now, I think, to see a lot of upsets, as you saw with Alabama the other night. We saw what Northwestern did to Purdue.
Yeah. Iowa State's next two at Kansas State and in Austin against Tyrese Hunter and against Texas as well. Kevin, thanks. Appreciate it. And we will talk next week.
All right, guys. I'm going to get the snow blowers going. So, you thinking of me?
We'll do. Thanks, Kevin.
All right, see you guys.
3:53. We're going to take a break, come back, and get you a bowling night in America. Wrap up right after this here on KGYM.
Those are sports sounds. And people love sports so much, it makes them pay attention when I say, drivers who switch and save with Progressive could save hundreds.
It's way back. It's out of here.
And we all know how sports fans feel about big saves.
What a save!
See what I did there? Save is also a sports word. So save big when you switch to Progressive. Ooh, that's a golf clap.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Potential savings will vary.
Is your job recession-proof? Now might be the perfect time to switch careers and become an IT professional with My Computer Career. IT is listed as one of the top recession-proof professions. You could have your dream job in just months, not years. No experience needed. Take classes online or on campus. And financial aid is available to those who qualify, including the GI Bill. Go to mycomputercareer.edu and take the free career evaluation. It's not rocket science. It's mycomputercareer.edu.
May City Bowl is always a good time, Dukes.
Even when we're not bowling so great, Scott.
Well, May City Bowl does it right. A full-service pro shop for serious bowlers.
And fun for everyone, like Glow Bowling Friday and Saturday nights.
Our team, the Rusty Nails, is in the adult league, but they have leagues for every age and skill.
And you can call ahead for open lane times.
So whether you're leaguers or just want to have fun, it's always a great time at May City Bowl, off Williams Boulevard, Southwest in Cedar Rapids, the official sponsor of Bowling Night in America on the Gym.
And it was a Wednesday night. It was a Wednesday night not like any other Wednesday night. The whole world right now sitting on pins and needles, wondering who won the jacket last night. And with this Bowling Night in America wrap-up, it is brought to you by May City Bowl on Trent Street Southwest in Cedar Rapids, the home of Bowling Night in America. It was a buzz last night, a tournament-type atmosphere, Mark, as the Pen Pals and the Rusty Nails went at it for the Schmedium Black Satin Traveling Trophy Jacket.
Yeah, and the Pen Pals came away with a 17-13 victory over the Rusty Nails. And I don't know, the last month to 6 weeks, the Rusty Nails have developed a penchant for getting out of the gate fast and pulling up lame in games 2 and 3, which is exactly what happened last night.
No better person to exemplify that statement than the person speaking at the moment.
Yeah, he needed to, I don't know what you can do, Captain, but a trend has developed.
First game, we can't beat anyone. We can beat anybody.
8-2 last night, and like I said, pulling up lame the last two.
Yep, we are not finishers. Let's just put it that way. And congratulations to the Pen Pals. They bowled well in the second and third games. Justin beat me 2 out of 3, and they will retain the jacket and probably throughout the summer unless we have them in a position night, but they are behind us in the standings, Mark.
They are indeed. Top game in series last night goes to Mike Robinson. Bowled a perfect game, 300 and a 774 series. Scott, this guy averages 243 a game. Mike Robinson.
No, he knows he plays a game of which I am unfamiliar.
A lot of good bowlers in the league, and Mike has the top average right now.
Yeah, a lot of good bowlers in the league. And yeah, we slipped to sixth from tied, fourth to sixth, but very close in that little proximity right there. But if you'd like to inquire about open bowling, if you would like to stop on by, they got a terrific pro shop out at May City, and give him a call.
Yeah, phone number 362-0136. The website, maycitybowlcr.com.
Again, in case you missed it, Tim McCarver, a longtime voice of Major League Baseball on Fox, passing away today, I believe at the age of 81. And tough news right there going into spring training of 2023. Iowa baseball team in action. If you want to look outside as it snows, think nicer thoughts. Iowa baseball is in action coming up this weekend. Not in Iowa City. We'll talk Iowa, Ohio State coming up tomorrow. John Bonacamp will also join us on the Friday edition of the show. We'll look to the weekend and more. Mark, we'll talk to you tomorrow.
Sounds great. Talk then.
Todd Rommelkamp Show coming your way next right here on KGYM. Have a great night, everybody. We'll talk to you tomorrow at 3.
Ray Magliazzi here for eBay Motors. Okay, easy now. You're teaching your kid how to parallel park. Ouch! Turns out